I am Terry Edwards, and this is the interview with Mary Askew for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Programme. This is being done on February the 7th, 2012, at the EHC office, Harrison, Arkansas, in Boone County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes, I am.
Now, first, I would like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
It's Mary Gray Askew.
How do you spell the Gray?
G-R-A-Y.
G-R-A-Y. And Askew is A-S-K-E-W.
Correct.
Right. And the city and county where you reside?
I live in Harrison, Arkansas, Boone County.
Thank you. Now, Mary, this is going to be a very informal interview, and I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program, as a member or as a professional, an agent, a specialist, something like that?
I started working for a Cooperative Extension Service in July of 1969, and I was in Clarksville, Arkansas as a home economics teacher, and I had to do an adult class for that job, and the home demonstration agent in Clarksville came to that training, and she asked me if I would ever be interested in coming to work for Extension Service, and I had no idea what it was. So I checked into it, and I interviewed, and I was hired, and did my training in Ozark, Arkansas, and then early in September of 1969, I came to Boone County as a county extension agent for home economics.
And that was the story.
That's the story how I got started.
Well. Now, how did you actually learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, when I started work, I was very much involved with it. The county extension agent at that time was the person that took over EHC, helped them do their work, and gave a lot of the training to them.
Yeah. And how long in years, roughly, have you been associated with the program?
Well, I was with the Boone County Extension Homemakers as a county extension agent from September of 1969 until May of 1983. Oh. And then I took early retirement, and then in 2005 I came back to work over in Newton County as a county extension agent for home economics, and I worked over there for 6 years.
Well. So that's quite something. Now, have you attended state council meetings? And if so, what year did you attend your first one?
That would have been in 1970. And that was a state council meeting through the Boone County Extension Program.
Now, I'll come back
and
to that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I attended every one when I was working.
Right. Now, I believe you were a member of an extension club for a year, weren't you, as well?
I was.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions that relate to that time. So what was the first club with which you were associated, and what year?
The Harrison Extension Homemakers Club, and it was in 2004.
Right. Are you presently a club member?
No.
Do you have any special remembrances of your first meeting or that first club?
Just that it was kind of a different experience for me being on that side of the table. I had always worked with Extension Homemakers Club, but being involved with them as a club member was a little bit different. Just enjoying being there and taking part in the club meetings as a member rather than as a person of authority.
Now, why did you join?
I had retired from Extension, and I was at home all the time, and I thought it would be a fantastic organization to be a part of on the other side of the table. And I knew all of the ladies that were in that club, and I've considered them friends. And so that's why I joined that particular club.
So really, your prior experience as an agent and so on had an effect on that.
A big influence on that, yes.
Yes. So I believe you haven't continued your membership up to this.
I have not.
This date. No. How involved did you come? This is talking about your club membership.
Okay, the club membership. Well, I attended all of the meetings. I don't think they made me an officer. This was back in 2004, so that's been a few years ago. But I think I was just basically a member and helped them to do things.
Did you have any special responsibilities at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. So going back to those state council meetings, what year did you attend your first one?
That would have been in 1970. I started in 69, so it had been in 1970.
Yes, and then you said you'd continue.
I went every year. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special remembrances of that first one?
Not particularly.
Any other special memories of any particular one?
Just memories of being there with the ladies that went from the county and enjoying all of the programming that they did. We learned a lot when we went to state meetings.
Yeah.
And so even as a county extension agent, I learned a lot, as far as food preservation and all of the good things that we used to do.
What did you enjoy the most? Did you enjoy the craft programs, or did you enjoy the practical ones like the food preservation, or did you find a lot of interest in the ones that had to do with social matters that needed attention and needed more knowledge?
I was really more of a practical side. I enjoy the craft work that we used to do.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the food preservation, and actually as a county extension agent, getting hands-on and teaching people how to do things. The housing part of extension at that point in time was really interesting to me. And we even did horticulture work way back then. And so I'd go out if a person had a problem with or some interest, in gardening or putting out landscaping. We did that years ago.
Tell me a bit more about it.
Well, we had a specialist at Little Rock, and when we had a person that was building a new home or redecorating their home, we went in and helped them with their landscaping, and they came out and actually went to the store with that person helped them pick out things and plan their entire landscape.
That really was hands-on.
It was hands-on. It was fantastic.
Oh. And with the other things that you did in that way in teaching people at the EHC, did you teach them the canning and the domestic things like that?
Yes, we had workshops for canning. We also had weatherization.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we started Home Builders Fair, and I invited all of the particular home builders, landscapers, plumbers, electricians, whatever, and they came out to the mall that was very big and active at that time here in Harrison.
Yeah.
And we did a home fair, and that went on for several years.
I should think that was really valuable.
It was valuable to individuals who were working on their home, remodeling or building new ones. Another part of that was that I wanted to involve the Extension Homemakers in that one, so we started the Quilt Club. And they did their quilting, and then they brought them out to that show and sold them, and had a judging event as part of that as well.
And this was all at the mall, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, it was.
And were you involved in the quilt workshop that's still going on 33 years later?
just helping to organize it was all the only part I had in that one. I'm not a quilter, so I don't know how to quilt, but there were a lot of fantastic people around that were able to do that.
Yes, still are.
Yes.
What are the things... I know that in its early years, particularly, the EHC had a very strong educational kind of component, helping people to have better lives and learn how to do things. What other kind of things did you teach them in those earlier years?
It was basic home economics. It was cooking, canning, financial management.
Yeah.
All of those things that people have to do to make their life worthwhile.
Yes. And did you teach them anything about what foods are good for you and that kind of thing?
We got into a little bit of nutrition education. Yes. More of it was probably hands-on, how to do stuff.
Yes.
The canning and the cooking and baking. And became a big part of the fair, you know, when we were involved. We used to be very involved in the fair, and I understand now that they're getting away from that just a little bit, but...
Yeah.
We taught a lot of sewing, clothing construction.
Yeah. I think the fair is diminishing a little bit now, which is a great pity.
But 2 weeks after I started working for Boone County Extension was the district fair, and the county fair was part of that district fair at that time. So we didn't have them separated.
I see.
And the Extension Homemakers were very active in the Country Kitchen. And we served hamburgers and hot dogs and chili and apple crisp. That was our menu. Yes. And we were out there from 7 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I was there till 1 o'clock the next morning.
Cooking up a storm.
Cooking and managing the kitchen. Exactly.
Yes, yes. It's it'll be very good when we actually do get another industrial kitchen up there. It'll make a lot of difference, I think, to the things that can be taught.
Yeah. And they've made a lot of changes to that kitchen over the years, but it was a demonstration kitchen primarily is how it was built. And then, of course, when they started doing the fair food, then, you know, we utilized that a lot. But we used that kitchen to teach a lot of the food preservation and the food preparation classes.
When you were doing your job as a county agent, did you get a lot of help from the state officers?
We had a lot of specialists when I was working in almost every discipline, in the food preparation and the canning and the clothing. We had specialists for everything. So we would have trainings in Little Rock, or they would come out and actually do programs at the county level.
That was good.
It was fantastic.
Yes. Were you associated at all with the 4-H clubs or anything like that?
When I started working for Extension, we did a little bit of everything. And we didn't have 4-H agents as such.
Yeah.
So the county extension agent for agriculture and the county extension agent for home economics did the 4-H program.
So that was quite a job, wasn't it?
It was a big job.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had a lot of 4-H clubs in this county and a lot of EHC clubs in this county. When I came up here, I believe we had 14 Extension Homemakers clubs, about 120 members. And I can't remember exact number of 4-H clubs, but they were upwards of 10 at that point in time.
Yeah. Well, of course, to some extent, society itself has changed, hasn't it, in the way that people learn things and the way they live their lives. Yeah. And I think besides the aging of the long-term members, I think that's had a terrific effect, because women particularly mostly go out to work for a large part of the week and don't have as much time. And they also have the chance to learn things and be entertained on computer and TV. But as a previous lady that we interviewed said, that you miss out on the fellowship to such a great extent. It's not the same at all.
No, there was a lot of fellowship, a very, very close-knit group. Even though we had 14 Extension Homemakers clubs, we got together at least once, sometimes twice a year, and not counting the fairs and that kind of thing. And they formed very close relationships and had, you know, some people that belonged to more than one club.
Yes, I think we still do that. We've got some who belong to two. So. Now, as an agent too, did you get, did they give you a car? Did you use your own car? How did you get around?
we used our own vehicles. We didn't have anything like that. So.
But they gave you an allowance,
we got a travel allowance, correct.
Yes, so that was good. Much needed, I should think, with all that travelling around.
It was, yes.
Yes. What did your own family think about your very strong involvement in the EHC?
They were very supportive. My son was born after I started to work for Extension Service, and very often I would take him to Extension Homemakers Club meetings that took place at night.
Yeah.
And he learned a lot from being there.
I bet he
did. And he's a very social person now, and I think it started off being a very social person when he was a kid.
Well, all the ladies would spoil him and pay him a lot of attention.
Exactly, and he was practically raised at the fairgrounds.
There we are. Well, now, what has been your favorite event or activity?
I really love the fair. Yeah. I'm very involved in the district fair over the years, and I loved seeing all the people being involved in every part of the fair, the country kitchen and the displays and the exhibit booths. Mm. I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah. Have you ever exhibited yourself?
No.
I understand. I think the fairs are still a delight and a pleasure, and I hope they go on for a long time.
I do too.
Yes, they really are the crown of the year, aren't they, for a rural community particularly.
Exactly.
It's such good fun. Well, what has been your least favourite event or activity?
I don't know that I have a least favorite. I don't.
Well, one that you don't enjoy quite as much as the others.
Maybe financial management, teaching financial management, because it's so individualized. You know, everybody has.
That's very true.
Everybody has their own set of concerns and problems, and I think trying to get the younger generation in particular to understand, you know, about saving and planning ahead probably was my least favorite part, even though it might have been maybe some of the more important things.
Yeah, probably it was. It doesn't seem to come naturally, does it? It needs it a little a little push. But was there anything else that you weren't so fond of doing?
I don't think so. I enjoyed my years in Extension. I love the people, and I love the work, and I love to see the successes, and I especially like to see the 4-H kids as they grew up and got to be county extension agents and teachers and the other occupations that they chose for their life, and to think that maybe somewhere along the line, you know, they've learned something from me that helped them in their lives.
Yes, I think most teachers find that one of the most rewarding things. Particularly when some little infant that you remember this high and a real pest turns up to be a pillar of the community. You know, it's good fun, isn't it? Now, think about this especially. What changes in every aspect have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organisation?
I think that we have kind of gotten away from being the expert. The county extension agent used to be the expert on so many things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there is anything particularly now that we do that people can't learn somewhere else. And when I was a county extension agent, we didn't have as much information on the media through television and the net, where people could go and find out things. And so they would call the county extension agent to find out how to do this, or my pickles are not doing right, what have I done wrong, or how long do I cook a turkey, or all those various things like that. We used to be the expert, and I think now it's more diversified.
Yes. And do you feel that there's a good side at all about this greater availability of information, you know, via the internet and TV and so on, or not?
I think it's fantastic that we have that information out there for everyone, because not everybody can come to an Extension Homemakers Club, and not everybody has access to a county extension agent, you know, to help them on a one-on-one basis. Whereas on the net, you can, you know, pretty much
tailor
it to your need.
And do you think there's a bad side to that?
There may be a lot of information out there that is not research-based. And
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you think from the point of view of people's lives and how they live them, that there's a bad side to the fact that they are no longer getting together so much in physically in clubs, although of course they have the social media, but to my mind that's rather a poor substitute. But how do you feel about this?
I agree with you. I think that it's very important to have that social aspect, one-on-one with other people, or maybe even in a group setting. I think maybe the cell phones have been really bad for our youth, in the fact that they're not able to communicate with other people as well. It's always, you know, they're always texting or calling on the phone. I'm glad that we still have a lot of 4-H kids involved, where they have contact with other people their age that's not necessarily a school environment. It's on a one-on-one or let me help you do this or whatever. I think that 4-H, 4-H experience is great for kids.
Yeah, and it also gets them outdoors, because children just don't play or work outdoors as much as they used
to. They're not sitting in front of the TV set or the computer anymore, as much as they, you know, are doing now. We need to get them out to where they're doing things with other people.
Yes, and also to have first-hand experience of animals and bringing up, you know, other creatures, having to be responsible, knowing where their food actually comes from before it hit the can.
That's correct.
Yes, I think so. Now, has your Extension Homemakers experience taught you anything about people? And it doesn't have to be necessarily totally related to homemakers.
Yes, I've learned a lot about people. In fact, the job I'm doing now is all about people. I loved Extension. I quit because I thought that it was time for me to retire. And then I was so bored in retirement that I decided to go back to work. Even though I was a member of an Extension Homemakers Club, it wasn't quite the same as work.
Didn't fill your days.
Right. But what I do now is still working with people. And I love working with people. I think it's my calling for me, because I love people and I like to help them in any way I can. Yes. Whether it is practical, learning to do canning and sewing, or whether it is teaching them to grow old gracefully and to give them the help and support they need as they get older.
Do you feel, not necessarily through EHC, but partially I expect, that more care is taken of the needs of the elderly these days, or not?
It depends on where you're coming from. I think the job I'm doing now as an ombudsman has shown me that even though we have a lot of strong family values in this country, and one of the things we taught, you know, in Extension Homemakers was family values, and through 4-H, family values. Yeah. But I see so much of, as you get older and you're put into a nursing home or a retirement center, that a lot of the families kind of disappear from the scene.
They don't
provide that emotional support, I think, that people need as they
you
get
mean,
older.
Even in an area like Harrison, where there's a lot of close families around?
That's exactly right.
It's
shocking and
you
surprising
surprise
to me.
Yes. Well, thinking again about people as a whole, Do you think that they're still basically the same as they always were, with the same needs and everything? Or do you think that people themselves are changing with the changing world around them?
I think our needs are the same. I think our priorities are different. I think we all need love and support and being able to feel independent. But I think we are so dependent on other entities. As you get older, you're more dependent on the government. You're depending on what resources are out there to keep you independent.
Yeah.
And I think we need to keep people as independent as long as possible.
Yeah. Thinking on those lines about the needs of people in the community, our community is now getting not a huge number, but more Hispanic people coming into work. And do you see the EHC as having a role in being helpful to them?
I would hope so. Mm. I would hope so. Our country is so diverse, and we're getting more diverse all the time. Mm. And whether or not you agree with illegal immigration or legal immigration or just
they're people more, and they're here.
They're more people, yeah. And they're here, and we need to support them in every way we can. The Spanish people have a tremendous family value.
Yes,
and
which they can teach us.
They can teach us some things about taking care of family. Because in the job I have now, I very rarely see Hispanic elderly people in nursing homes, because they take care of them themselves.
Yes,
at home.
Yes.
And I think we have a lot to learn from them.
Yes. We were talking earlier about the EHC and our Hispanic and other ethnic residents. And we were thinking that although they do have, even in this community, very strong family support, at the same time, it would be very nice if we could involve them, because they could probably teach us almost as much as we can teach them. And if the time was available for this to happen and the will, it couldn't be anything but good.
I agree with that. I think our problem is going to be getting them to want to be involved with these clubs.
I agree with you.
I don't think that that's probably one of their top priorities. But I think we need to make it interesting and available to them.
To try and reach out, at any rate.
To reach out.
Yes, and maybe to learn a little Spanish so that we are able to communicate.
Yes. I agree.
Yes. Well, now, have you got any other memories, experiences, or thoughts, which I'm sure you have, that you would like to share? Not necessarily EHC related, but of course, if they are to do with the EHC, that's extra specially interesting.
I just remember some of the fun times we had when we went to state, and
tell us about them.
Three or four extension homemakers with me in my car, and we'd travel down there. And we had a couple of honorary ones that would kind of pull pranks from time to time. Mm-hmm. But those are the things that you remember. Those are the things that kind of instill in your mind. I had an Extension Homemakers Club member that was a little bit on the honorary side. And she went with me to a meeting and got homesick. And I was actually riding with her. And she left a note to say I needed to find a way home because she had gone home the night before.
Left you marooned.
Left me marooned.
That would be a memory, I should think.
Yeah, and then that same honorary little gal came and turned the lights off on several of the Extension Homemakers Club members that were taking a shower, and we were staying in the dorm over at the University of Arkansas. And the lights went off, and of course, me being the younger one in the group, I had to go and get the light turned off, and I was thinking, oh, if somebody grabs me, I'm in trouble. But we had a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of good experiences and a lot of close relationships over the year with Extension Homemakers Club members.
And any sad times that, you know, have been particularly poignant? And
I think just losing them as the population got older, losing them and having to carry on without them.
Yes.
And as I look back, you know, most of the EHC ladies that I was involved with, most of them are gone now.
Yes.
And so I cherish the ones that are still here.
Yes.
and miss the ones that are gone.
Yeah. I think one of the things that getting older, particularly in the EHC, because of the terrific characters it attract, you realise that ladies who are getting well into their 80s and 90s, until physical problems really hit them, they have such a lot to offer. Wonderful memories and often a very tart sense of humour.
That is true.
You know, they are absolutely full members and how.
Yes.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. And Mary, if you could do it all again, would you change anything?
I probably would have continued to work for Extension rather than retiring it, you know, in 1983. I missed being with the group. I missed doing those kinds of things. Although I enjoyed the years that I wasn't working. I always used to say I retired early and then I could go back to work and work until I wasn't here anymore. Which is probably what it's about. I think, you know, just the thought of that is coming true. But I enjoy my time off, but I miss the ladies.
Yes, and perhaps miss a sense of purpose.
I did.
Yes. I did. If you were able to change the EHC in any way, what would you change? I'm talking about now, not as it used to be, but as it is now.
I think it's still a very important entity in our community. I would like to see them more involved in overall general community activities. It seems like they don't get enough publicity. If you don't know about them, you don't know they exist. And I think that we need to keep that out in the forefront. Keep what we do as Extension Homemakers, club members. Let everybody know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Stay involved, get involved in what's going on, not just within our own little club, but in our total community.
Yeah. Have you heard of the WI, the Women's Institute in Britain?
I have not.
Yeah. Well, this is very similar to the EHC, with similar aims and a very similar history. And they have a lot of the same challenges that we do now, you know, aging members, things being different and so on. But they do seem over the years to have had a fairly strong emphasis, particularly at the higher meetings. We don't exactly have state meetings, but we do have regional meetings and so on. And they do tend to get involved in what is happening in the country and where there's a need or something that needs addressing. And they've often been quite vocal in showing their feelings. There was one meeting I particularly remember up in the Albert Hall in London, where the Prime Minister came along, it was Tony Blair, I believe, and he made some emollient remarks, and then he said something that really did not please the WI, and by golly, they let him know it. In no uncertain terms. They weren't rude, but he knew. And I don't think that's all bad.
I don't either. I think that they need to be involved in what's going on in the community, because if they sit back and don't get involved in things, then nobody knows they exist and they can't make changes.
Yeah.
And I think years ago, I think the Extension Homemakers was very instrumental in kind of shaping how our community evolved.
Yes. In fact, they were a strong component in the running of the community.
Exactly.
Altogether. And I would hate to see that gone and lost. Well, Mary, have you anything else that you would specially like to talk to us about? It's been great talking to you.
I've enjoyed every bit of this today. I can't think of anything else. I could probably talk forever once I got started, but I feel like I've covered most everything that we needed to.
Yes. Well, I should thank you very much personally and on behalf of the EHC for all your contributions. And I would thank you very much for sharing your time and your memories with us. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being here.